When you hear the glories of this place that you are sitting today, you will be astounded. The pastimes that are eternally taking place here in the house of Raghava Pandit are so extraordinary and worshipped by all sincere Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Where to begin, where to end, is impossible to properly decide. But in your service, I will try to begin somewhere and end somewhere. When pastimes in a particular place are unlimited and eternal, where to begin and where to end? But as a bird goes into the sky as high as he can go, similarly, a devotee must always try to glorify the Lord and his devotees' pastimes to whatever one's capacity allows. This is the place that all of you have read about in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is the house of Sri Raghava Pandit. And who knows the name of his sister? Danayanti. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Kanai Natashala after meeting Sanatan Goswami and Ram Kali, he was returning to Jagannath Puri, where he departed from. And at the time, he came here, to the house of Raghava Pandit. Raghava Pandit was worshipping his deities. These deities on the altar are named Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. They are the deities of Radha and Krishna on your right-hand side of the altar. We will discuss how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised the loving relationship between Raghava Pandit and Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. So as Raghava Pandit was blissfully, with pure unalloyed devotion, worshipping the deities of Radha Madan Mohan, to his great astonishment, there standing before him was Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the associates of the Lord. It was not an announced meeting. Lord Chaitanya simply came to his house. And when Raghava Pandit saw the Lord, he was so overwhelmed with ecstatic love that he fell at the lotus feet of the master of the goddess of fortune and began to embrace those lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was weeping and crying, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted him up and embraced him. Raghava Pandit was so much surprised by the coming of the Lord, he did not know how to properly receive him or what he should do. Can you imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming to your home unexpectedly? So at this time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased. He said, by coming to the home of Raghava Pandit, and by seeing Raghava Pandit, all my sufferings have disappeared. Just as I derive great, great happiness in bathing in the river Ganges, I similarly derive unlimited happiness whenever I come to the home of Sri Raghava Pandit. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Raghava Pandit, please give me prasad. So Raghava Pandit, as well as his sister Danayanti, they began to prepare prasad. And when they prepared prasad, it was something extraordinary. Within a very short time, they cooked unlimited preparations. And they brought them out and served them to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates right here where we are sitting. And they began to eat this prasad, and when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was tasting the prasad, He was praising, he was glorifying every single preparation as being sweeter than nectar. In fact, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that Raghava Pandit, he knows how much I love Sakh, and he has prepared so many delicious preparations of Sakh. And he was glorifying each one of them with so much love. And all the devotees had wonderful, wonderful festivals honoring this nectarine prasad of Sri Raghava Pandit. After this, other great devotees from the area of Panihati started coming like anything. Gadadhar Das came running here, and Purandar Pandit came running here, and Raghunath Vaidya came running here. They all came to see the Lord, and soon everyone in the association of the Lord was chanting and dancing, and the whole town of Panihati simply became a festival of transcendental ecstasy in the house of Raghava Pandit. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghava Pandit that he wanted to tell him a secret. He said, "Please know that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is non-different than me. Whatever he does, I do. Whatever he speaks, I speak. He is non-different than me. His body is non-different than mine. I spread love of God in this world through him. Therefore, in the very near future, your whole family will understand the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. But you should always worship him, and you should always serve him as if he were the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Then Lord Chaitanya turned to Makara Vaj, who was also a resident of Panihati. And he told him, "You should always serve Raghava Pandit, because by pleasing Raghava Pandit, you will please me." Here in the house of Raghava Pandit, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established in such a wonderful way how there is nothing more pleasing to him than being the servant of the servant of his servants. And then Lord Chaitanya, along with his devotees, began dancing and dancing here in the house of Raghava Pandit. And everyone was blissfully chanting the holy name. After bringing complete ecstasy to the village of Panihati Gram and satisfying all of Raghava Pandit's desires, Lord Chaitanya went to a village just close by called Varahanagar. And there he was chanting and dancing with his devotees, and one great personality happened to be reciting Srimad Bhagavatam here. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he just said, "Go on chanting Srimad Bhagavatam, say it again, say it again." And this person was singing Srimad Bhagavatam slokas. And as Lord Chaitanya was hearing the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, he was falling in the ground, he was rolling in the ground, tears were flowing from his eyes. He began dancing in ecstasy. The recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam slokas, Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy for 9 continuous hours throughout the entire night. And finally, that Bhagavatam reciter, Lord Chaitanya, embraced him in ecstatic love and filled his heart with ecstatic love. And he said, "From this day on, your name will be Bhagavat Acharya, because I have never heard anyone speaking Srimad Bhagavatam so wonderfully as you. You are the perfect teacher of Srimad Bhagavatam." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded on to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day took Lord Nityananda Prabhu to a secluded place, and he began to speak confidential matters. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, "No one understands the confidential nature of the subjects that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed in that day, in their own privacy." But someday Vedavyas may disclose it in the Vedas. But Vrindavan Das Thakur in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat does explain very, very briefly some of the things that were spoken. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sri Nityananda Prabhu that we have descended into this world to spread the glories of Harinam Sankirtan to the whole world. This is the mission of your advent. He said, if you are sitting here in Jagannath Puri like a peaceful and silent sage, how will all of the sinners be delivered? Therefore, O Nityananda Prabhu, you please, you go to West Bengal, and there you give Krishna prema and Krishna bhakti to the sinful, to the fallen, to the degraded. Give to everyone without discrimination. This is my desire. You do not come back here, but you remain in Bengal and you preach. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assigned some of his favorite of all empowered devotees to join Lord Nityananda Prabhu's preaching program in Bengal. He gave him Gadadhar Das, who was none other than the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. He gave him Ramdas Abhiramdas, who is none other than the sister of Srimati Radharani, Sridhama, in Krishna's Leela. He gave him Purandar Pandit and Raghunath Vaidya and Sri Krishna Das and many other very, very stalwart Sundarananda, Udharana Dat. If we study the biographies of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, these men are very prominent. Most of them are the original Gopals of Krishna's Leela, cowherd boys in the spiritual world. So Nityananda Prabhu, along with his preaching party, they departed from Jagannath Puri to go to Bengal. As soon as they began, Nityananda Prabhu, in great ecstasy to carry out the order of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he induced everyone to begin to sing the holy names of Krishna. And he personally began to dance. And as he was dancing, he put everyone in ecstasy. Nityananda Prabhu was the very embodiment of Krishna Prema. And whoever he would glance upon, that glance would completely fill a person's heart with such intoxicating ecstasy, the person would go mad with love. What to speak of his own eternal associates? As they were dancing through the roadways, at one moment, Ramdas, Abhiramdas, he just completely immersed himself in the mood of his original position as a cowherd boy, and he stood in the center of the road in the threefold bending form, as if he was playing a flute, motionless, for 9 hours continuously, and all the devotees were dancing around him with their arms raised, loudly chanting the holy name. It is said by Vrindavan Das Thakur that anyone during these pastimes in this area that Lord Nityananda glanced upon, their hearts would be filled with the ecstasy of the love of the gopis of Vrindavan. Sri Nityananda Prabhu! Hari Bol! Gadadhar Das, he just completely immersed himself in the mood of Sri Radharani, a gopi of Vrindavan, and he just took a pot of Ganges water on his head. Intoxicated in love of God, he started calling out, "Does anyone want to buy any yogurt? Does anyone want to buy any yogurt?" And when the devotees saw it, they were just leaping, dancing, jumping, chanting the holy name. Raghunath Vaidya and others went in the mood of cowherd boys and started dancing and jumping and herding cows. And meanwhile, Purandar Pandit He jumped to the top of a tree, and then he called out, "I am Angada!" When he jumped from the top of the tree. And meanwhile, all the devotees were completely intoxicated, chanting the holy names and dancing. They forgot they had any bodies. They forgot where they were going, where they were coming from, what they were doing. They were just completely immersed in only one thought: the loud chanting of Krishna's holy name. After some time, they asked someone, "Where is the road to Bengal, where the river Ganges flows?" And the people said, "Hi, hi, you are going the wrong direction. It is 6 hours this way." So they smiled, and they started going toward the road to Bengal, dancing, singing, completely intoxicated by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, chanting the holy name. After some time, they asked someone, "Where is the road to Bengal, where the river Ganges flows?" And the people said, "Hi, hi, you're going the wrong road. It's 20 miles that way." So devotees smiled. And they started going in that direction, dancing jubilantly like cowherd boys and gopis chanting the holy name. By Lord Nityananda Prabhu's own Yogamaya potency, they came here to Panihati. First place they came. And they came to the house of Raghava Pandit. When they arrived here, Raghava Pandit was in great, great bliss to see them, and he worshipped them. And Lord Nityananda began this incredibly ecstatic kirtan. He just told everybody to just chant the holy names, to dance, and he himself began dancing and singing, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful sight. Everyone was just totally immersed in the intoxication of the congregational chanting of the holy names. In fact, it said, during Lord Nityananda Prabhu's tour here in this Panihati region, he did not consider anything existing except Harinam Sankirtan. All he would do day and night was Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to the altar of Madan Mohan, and he sat on the altar himself. And then the devotees understood that he wanted them to perform Abhishek ceremony. So they brought thousands and thousands of jugs of water from the holy river Ganges, and they started performing Abhishek for Lord Nityananda Prabhu right here in the house of Sri Raghava Pandit. And Nityananda Prabhu was blissfully accepting all of their worship. All the water was scented with all sorts of the most elegant fragrances. And after they performed this wonderful Abhishekam ceremony to the chanting of the holy names, then they dried him with soft cloth, and they rubbed his body with various oils, and they decorated with sandalwood, and they drew pictures on his body with sandalwood paste and chandan. Then they brought beautiful garments, blue garments and white garments and golden garments, all fine silks, and they decorated his body, and they put beautiful colored turbans on his head, and they put nice jewels on him and beautiful garlands of malati flowers, garlands of malika flowers, garlands of lotus flowers. They were all worshipping Lord Nityananda Prabhu in this way. And as Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the throne of Vishnu, being worshipped by all the devotees, he started to cast his merciful glance on the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. When that glance touched a devotee, that devotee's heart became completely overwhelmed with the intoxication of love of God. Sometimes when he would glance on somebody, the person would just fall unconscious instantly in ecstasy. Sometimes when he would glance on several people in a row, it was like a hurricane coming through a grove of banana trees, and everyone would just fall to the ground unconscious in ecstatic love of God. Other times he would glance on a devotee, and the devotee would become so wild in transcendental bliss, he would just start dancing on the trees, and he would go to the most fragile, tender, far-reaching parts of the twigs and the branches, and he would just be dancing in ecstasy on them. And other devotees would climb to the highest tree and just roar like a lion and jump to the ground. And other devotees, when they were touched by the glance of Nityananda Prabhu, they became so ecstatic, they just started dancing and dancing, and they just grab onto a tree and uproot it and throw it. And other devotees, as they were dancing, they were just chanting the holy names, and they would take 5 to 7 betel nut trees and embrace them all and uproot them all and start dancing with them all while everyone was just weeping and crying in the ecstasy of Lord Nityananda's love, loudly chanting Krishna's holy name. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu would glance on a devotee, that person would become all-knowing and his body would be transformed to be more beautiful than millions of cupids. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! Everyone completely forgot anything but Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy in the chanting of the holy names. This is the style in which Nityananda Prabhu preached Harinam Sankirtan. And these were his associates. Sitting on the throne during this incredibly ecstatic kirtan that took place in the courtyard of Raghava Pandit's temple, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said to Raghava Pandit, "Please bring me a garland of kadamba flowers, because I am a cowherd boy and I very much like kadamba flowers, because I like to live in kadamba forests." Raghava Pandit said, "This is not the season for kadamba flowers." Nityananda Prabhu said, "You go out in your courtyard and you look, and perhaps some kadamba flower may be growing somewhere." Raghava Pandit went out of his house into his garden, and there he saw on a lime tree, completely filled with spotless kadamba flowers. Each one was of such a beautiful, beautiful color and a most ambrosial fragrance. When Raghava Pandit saw these kadamba flowers, his heart just swelled in uncontrollable ecstasy of love of God. What to speak of anyone who saw these kadamba flowers or smelled these kadamba flowers would become saturated with love of Krishna. He made a beautiful garland and he brought it before Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed it around his neck. And then everyone saw this wonderful, wonderful pastime, receiving the glance of Nithai. Everyone was simply leaping, dancing, rolling, chanting the holy names of Gaura Nithai. Sudden, right here in the temple of Raghava Pandit, everyone became even further intoxicated beyond their intoxication because they smelled the incredible fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers. Hari! Everyone was looking around. Where is the Dhammanaka flowers? They only grow in Jagannath Puri. They don't even grow in Bengal. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu was smiling. He said, "Would you like to know the secret of why we smell Dhamanaka flowers?" And everyone was very much encouraged. He said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come here today, and every limb of his body is smelling with the sweetness of Dhamanaka flowers, and he has appeared here in the courtyard of Raghava Pandit in the form of a tree. Because your singing and chanting is so ecstatic, he came here because he wanted to see your performance of the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Now here, please hear me, my brothers. Forget everything! Forget your homes, forget your families, forget your bodies, forget your existence! Just think of Krishna's holy name! Meditate on the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who has descended to give Krishna prema! She go round in the heart of Rishi! With these words, Nityananda Prabhu began to glance again on everyone. And everyone became even further intoxicated with love of God. And Madhava Ghosh came, the great kirtan singer, with his brothers Govinda Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh. And whoever would hear their beautiful kirtan performance would just melt in ecstatic love. They were singing beautiful songs about the pastimes of Vrindavan. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he began to dance. And all the devotees in the four directions stood around him watching his beautiful dance. When he would dance, sometimes it would appear that the whole earth would tilt with every time he placed his foot on the ground. He was so graceful and so full of love. Just by seeing his dancing, everyone was becoming intoxicated with Krishna prema. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu would sit in the virasan, and he would point to each individual devotee to go in the middle and start dancing. And one devotee would be dancing, and all the other devotees in the four directions would be around that devotee, enjoying great ecstasy, seeing that devotee dancing, encouraging and inspiring him by loudly singing the holy name. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was taking great pleasure seeing each of the devotees individually coming forward and dancing so beautifully in devotion to Lord Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu himself would begin to dance. Such a dance. This all took place here in the house of Sri Raghava Pandit. This kirtan went on in such an intoxicated state for 3 months. No one ate a morsel of food. No one drank a drop of water. No one slept for even 1 second. No one went home to see how is their family, or what's happening with their occupation. Everyone for 3 full months continuously was in this mood of ecstatic love, chanting and dancing to the resounding sound of the holy names of Lord Krishna. Went by here in the house of Raghava Pandit. Nobody knows. It seemed like a moment. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, from the house of Raghava Pandit, he started singing and dancing and taking his devotees to neighboring areas of Panihati. And when he would dance, anyone who saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu dancing with his associates would become completely ecstatic. Some little children were playing here in Panihati. And when they saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu dancing, they became wild in bliss. They started screaming out, "I am a cowherd boy!" And then they would pick up trees and throw them. They would pick up 5-7 trees and dance with them. These little children, 100 grown men could not contain them. Not even a single one of them. They were just dancing and screaming and loudly chanting Krishna's holy name. Intoxicated by the merciful glance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, these little children continued dancing, chanting, without eating, without sleeping, without going home to see their parents for one full month. People were astonished. A very strong, athletic man, if he doesn't eat for 3 days, he becomes very weak. He can hardly even walk. But these children, for 1 month, they did not eat. They're little tiny children. But yet, they were powerful and enthusiastic as mad, roaring lions. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he accepted these children like his own personal sons. He would embrace them. And after some time, he would feed them. And sometimes he would just be playful like a little child, and he felt himself one of them. And he would tie them up. And he would hit them. And he would embrace them. And he would dance with them. And he would chant with them. Of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Panihati Grand became completely intoxicated with love of God like the spiritual world. Sri Panihati Grand ki! Then the devotees felt Lord Nityananda Prabhu wants to be decorated with jewels. So they brought all kinds of precious jewelry and they started placing it on his wrists and on his fingers and on his ankles and around his neck. This way everyone was seeing the beauty of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's transcendental form. Because here in the house of Raghava Pandit, Lord Nityananda Prabhu exhibited himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and accepted the worship of his devotees. In the areas of Panihati Gram are the residences of so many of Nityananda Prabhu's personal associates. In fact, Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself decided to live here. Just 4 kilometers from Panihati Gram is Karadaha, where Lord Nityananda Prabhu made his base for the rest of his transcendental leela within this world with Janava and Vishuddha, who he later married. But close by was the house of Gadadhar Das. During this ecstatic kirtan in Panihati that just never ended, it just went on day and night and day and night and day and night. When he saw Gadadhar Das just completely went in ecstasy again in the mood of a gopi, and he put Ganges water on his head and he says, "Yogurt, yogurt, who wants to buy more yogurt?" And then Madhava Ghosh started singing the song about Dana Keli, where Krishna ambushes and steals yogurt from the devotees, and Nityananda Prabhu in his mood of Balaram was so happy he just began dancing and singing and dancing in great ecstatic love. And Gadadhar Das was just roaring in ecstasy as he was dancing. Who is this Gadadhar Das? He was completely fearless. He had no fear of tigers or lions or fire or anyone. In fact, in this area of Karbaha, Panihati was that dangerous Kazi who hated Hindus. If a breeze came off the river Ganges and touched this Kazi, if it touched a devotee or any Hindu after touching the Kazi, they would think they lost their caste. What to speak of his shadow? He used to murder Hindus. He used to violently persecute them. And everyone was so frightened of it. But here in the Panihati area, Gadadhar Das, intoxicated by the ecstasy of Nityananda Prabhu's kirtan, he just ran into the Kazi's house. And as he ran in, he was just dancing in ecstasy, loudly chanting the holy name. It was the middle of the night. But Gadadhar Das was magnificently intoxicated by Nityananda Prabhu's glance. So the servants and the guards of the Kazi, they just stood completely paralyzed in a motionless state. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. A Hindu was dancing and having kirtan in Kazi's house. But that wasn't enough. Gadadhar Das was not satisfied with that only. He screamed out with a roar as loud as a mad lion. He said, "Where is the Kazi? Where is the Kazi? Where is the Kazi? Where is Kazi? He must come here immediately. He must chant the holy names of Hari. And if he does not chant the holy names of Hari, right now I will cut off that rascal's head." The Kazi heard this. He became mad like raging fire. He came running out to kill the offender. Then he saw Gadadhar Das. But Gadadhar Das was so pure that the Kazi immediately, just by seeing him, he became peaceful. He said, "Gadadhar Das, why have you come here in the middle of the night?" Gadadhar Das replied, "I have come to give you a message. You should chant the holy names of Lord Hari." He said, "Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they descended to this world to give everyone and anyone the holy name of Lord Hari. Even the most sinful, wicked, cruel people are chanting. Everyone in the universe is chanting except you. So today I have come to convince you to right now chant the holy name of Lord Hari." Kazi was so shocked. He was motionless. He said, "Gadadhar Das, now you go home. Tomorrow I will sing the name of Hari." When Gadadhar Das heard this, he began to leap and dance. He said, "The name of Hari has come from your mouth. From your mouth has ascended the name of Lord Hari. Therefore now you are a devotee. And you are purified. Why do you say tomorrow? You just chanted Hari. And then right in front of the Kazi, Gadadhar Das began to dance and dance and dance in ecstatic love, tears flowing from his eyes, arms raised, loudly chanting in great bliss the holy names of the Lord. This is the power of the servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. These are some of the pastimes that took place here in Panihati Gram. In Jagannath Puri, Raghava Pandit would come every year from Bengal during the 4 months of Chaturmasya and participate in Ratayatra. And how much Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Raghava Pandit. One time he called Raghava Pandit forward and began to embrace him with great ecstatic love and tell the devotees the glories of Raghava Pandit's devotion. How Raghava Pandit worships his deities. The standard of his worship of his deities is to be glorified everywhere. Lord Chaitanya explained that he is so pure and so loving in his service to Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. In his temple, here in Panihati, Lord Chaitanya explained, Raghava Pandit has hundreds of coconut trees growing. And there are millions of coconuts growing on his trees. But yet, if there is a different kind of coconut that's very sweet, he will spend even large sums of money and travel even 20 miles away just to get those coconuts to offer to the deities. And every day he will clip 5 to 7 coconuts, the sweetest, most delicious of all coconuts. He would just have his people and himself just searching everywhere for the finest coconuts, for the best vegetables, for the best fruits, because he only wanted the absolute best for his deity. They would clip the coconuts, then they would put a hole in it, and then he would take the 5 to 7 coconuts and place them on the altar for the deity to drink the coconuts. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that the love of Raghava Pandit was so much that generally Krishna would just drink everything and there would be nothing left. And then after all the coconut juice was gone, Raghava Pandit would take those same coconuts and he would cut them open and take out the pulp of the coconut. And then he would put it on fine plates and then offer that to Krishna. And Krishna generally would just eat it and the plates would be empty. If there was some remnants, then Raghava Pandit would bring that out. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, with so much affection, he said, one time, here in Panihati, the servant Pujari of Raghava Pandit came with coconuts that he traveled 20 miles away to get these first-class sweet coconuts and spent so much money on them. And they were brought here, and they were clipped, and they were just coming into the altar. And as Raghava Pandit was preparing things, the servant who brought them, he touched, because he was waiting, the ceiling above the door. And then he touched the coconut. Raghava Pandit was thinking, this is not offerable. Because when people walk, their feet go on the floor. And sometimes the breeze comes. What's on the floor, it makes it go to the ceiling. And he touched the ceiling. And then he touched the coconut. It cannot be offered to the deities. Therefore, these very expensive coconuts, he went so far to get, Raghava Pandit just picked them up and threw them over the wall. And then he went to get new coconuts. Now, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, one may think that he had some cleaning phobia. This means some people are so afraid of germs, they just, you touched it, you breathed on it, you looked at it. And they won't eat. But Raghava Pandit was not that. He was beyond the bodily concept of life. He just had so much love for his deities of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. So much love. That he only wanted the absolute purest offerings to be given to his deities. And this is actually a standard we should all strive to achieve in our own deity worship by following in the footsteps of such great souls. Following in the footsteps doesn't mean you just throw everything over the wall. But it means you very earnestly try to adopt the highest possible standards in conscientious devotional service to the deities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that whatever was cooked in the house of Sri Raghava Pandit, Srimati Radharani would personally cook that food. This is the kitchen where Damayanti and Raghava Pandit would cook. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita declares very authoritatively that Srimati Radharani personally cooked through their hands in this kitchen, and therefore everything tasted sweeter than nectar. Srimati Radharani received the benediction from Durvasa Muni that anything she cooked would be more ambrosial than nectar, and by tasting it one would never fall sick. It was Srimati Radharani that personally cooked in the house of Sri Raghava Pandit. Lord Chaitanya was glorifying what kind of vegetables and what kind of delicious varieties of fragrant rice and what type of fruits that Raghava Pandit would offer to his deity every day. When the devotees from Bengal would come to Jagannath Puri, oftentimes they would make so many offerings to Lord Chaitanya. One year, the devotees brought their wives, and they cooked so many wonderful preparations for Lord Chaitanya. And every day, devotees were giving those preparations to Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant. And he would present them to the Lord, and the Lord would say, put them in that room. And as the month went by, all the bhoga that they cooked was all in the room. And devotees were asking Govinda, how did he like the prasad? Did he say anything about the prasad? Please tell me, what comments did he make? And Govinda didn't know what to say. He didn't want to say, well, it's been several weeks and it's still sitting in the room. He hasn't tried it yet. He didn't want to break their hearts. At the same time, he didn't want to lie to them. So he was in distress. Just like we were hearing yesterday, that devotional service means to be in anxiety for Krishna. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was telling us that we should always be in anxiety.
I said the gopis were always in anxiety for Krishna.
We are supposed to follow in the footsteps of the gopis.
But you put us in ecstasy, not in anxiety.
I think this yatra, I mostly put people in anxiety. So Govinda was in anxiety. And one day he came to Lord Chaitanya and he was trying to explain nicely that devotees have worked so hard to prepare so many nice preparations, but you haven't eaten any of it. All these weeks have gone by and the whole room, a major portion of the room is just filled with mountains of prasad. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then you bring it all to me now. It was a room full of prasad. Govinda was bringing each preparation and Lord Chaitanya was explaining how he liked it, and Govinda was listening and taking nice notes so he could tell the devotees how much Lord Chaitanya enjoyed the prasad. But then, after the whole room was finished, Mahaprabhu, within a matter of minutes, ate a whole room of prasad just to satisfy Govinda. Then he brought the bags of Raghava Pandit. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that anyone who submissively hears the content of the bags of Raghava Pandit that were prepared by him and his sister Damayanti here in Panihati, anyone who hears the contents of what was in those bags will achieve Krishna Prema. That is how much devotion it was cooked with. It's just hearing about it you get Krishna prema. What to speak of tasting it. So when Govinda brought the bags of Raghava Panda out, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Don't serve me now." He said, "Every day for the rest of the year you bring a bag for me to accept." So for the rest of the year, that means the next 360-some days, every day Govinda would bring one of the bags of Raghava Panda out. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, practically an entire chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is dedicated to explaining the contents of the preparations within Raghava Pandit and Damayanti's bags. So many preparations. And how they cooked so systematically. They would cook one spicy preparation, and then in the next bag they would cook something to counteract those spices, and then they'd put one bag with something with a lot of ghee, then in another bag something to help digest the ghee. They cooked with such love, with such feeling toward the needs of Lord Chaitanya. So many sabjis, so many chutneys, so many sweetmeats, and it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate from those bags for a whole year. And even at the end of the full year, each bag tasted to Lord Chaitanya as it was freshly prepared that very day. Sri Raghava Panda ki! Raghava Pandit would bring his bags of prasad to Lord Chaitanya and carry them all the way to Puri with great, great effort for Lord Chaitanya's whole year of taking prasad. This kitchen of the house of Raghava Pandit and Damayanti is so sacred. And I would like to share with all of you, most worshipable Vaishnavas, the reason why. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes there are four holy places where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always resides. The first, whenever there is kirtan in the house of Sri Vats Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally present in that place. The second, whenever Sachi Mata prepares prasad in her house in Navadvipa, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appears there every time you eat that prasad. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya told one of his devotees to go to Navadvipa and tell Sachi Mata that you offer food and you cry and weep in ecstasy as you're offering it because you know these are the preparations my child Nimai likes to eat. And you're offering it to the deity of Krishna and Balaram. And do you remember on one occasion when you came and there was nothing on the plates? And you were thinking out of your humility and intoxicated love, Sushiradha Madan Mohan Ki, perhaps I forgot to put anything on the plate, and I offered an empty plate, or perhaps an animal came and ate it. And then you went and you put more food on the plate to offer it. Please tell my mother that every time she cooks, I personally appear to eat that food. And the third, whenever and wherever in the entire world Lord Nityananda Prabhu dances in kirtan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appears there personally to watch the dancing of Nityananda Prabhu as all his devotees are gathered around chanting beautifully the holy name. Place where Lord Chaitanya is always appearing. Kaviraj Goswami explains, in the house of Raghava Pandit, in Panihati, whenever Sri Raghava Pandit and Damayanti cook an offer to the deity, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appears there to eat that prasad. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga These are some of the beautiful pastimes that took place here in the house of Raghava Pandit. Now let us have wonderful kirtan in memory of these sweet pastimes, and then we will go to the sacred banyan tree on the bank of Ganga to describe the Chiradahi Utsav that took place here in Sri Panihati Gram. Just in the courtyard of this beautiful garden of the house of Sri Raghava Pandit is the Samadhi Mandir of Sri Raghava Pandit. After the kirtan, on our way out, we should offer our most worshipable obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Raghava Pandit. Under this sacred banyan tree, in the blessed banks of the river Ganga, in this auspicious abode of Sri Panihati Gram, Lord Nityananda Prabhu bestowed his causeless mercy on Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is considered to be the Prayojana Guru of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Through his example and worship, he has given to all of us the opportunity to enter into the very sweet and pure, loving pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the abode of Vrindavan. Raghunath Das Goswami was born of Hiranya Govardhan Madhu Madar, two brothers who were landowners and worked for the king in such a way they had such great responsibility that they were given tremendous quantities of wealth. Of the two brothers, there was only one son, and that was Raghunath Das. He was to inherit all of the wealth of his forefathers. But when he was very young, he had the association of Sri Haridas Thakur. He heard the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw the blissfulness of Sri Haridas Thakur's renunciation and his complete attachment to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Therefore, Raghunath Das had no interest for any of the pleasures of this world. Seeing his disinterest when he was still very young, his mother and father got him married to a woman who was so beautiful. And they gave him such elegant, luxurious living premise. He had everything and more that a person could possibly want within this material world. But his only desire was to escape and live a life of renunciation. This is the effect of one who receives the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't see any charm in the things of this world, but he sees real pleasure in life in serving the Supreme Lord. Mahaprabhu Bhakti Ganeya Varagya Pradhan Yahadeki Kripakon Gaur Bhagavan. That renunciation is the basic principle that sustains the lives of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Gauranga sees the renunciation of his devotees, he is very satisfied. So Raghunath Das Goswami, at one time he met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur, soon after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and he spent some days there with him. And he told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his desire, how he wanted to leave all of the entanglements of this world and go to Jagannath Puri with him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami on their second meeting that you should not be Marakata Vairagya. You should not practice the renunciation of a monkey. A monkey appears to be very renounced. He wears no clothes. He doesn't eat any cooked food, only what happens to be on the trees. But he has enjoying pastimes with so many female monkeys. Mature renunciation is to follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis, where they were actually and genuinely completely immersed in dedicating their body, mind, words, and life in the service of the Lord and his devotees. Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das Goswami, you should pretend to be completely attached to material affairs, but in your heart you should be utterly detached and always think of Krishna. And in due course of time, Krishna will save you from all these material entanglements. So Raghunath Das went home, and he appeared to be assuming the responsibilities of his father and uncle. However, after then some time, he became quite restless, and he was trying to escape in so many ways. But every time he would try to escape, his parents would have guards to catch him and forcibly bring him back home. So the mother of Raghunath Das said to father, what will we do about our son? He keeps trying to run away from home to become a sadhu. Perhaps we should tie him with ropes to keep him home. And the father explained that he already has more wealth than the King of Heaven, practically. And he has a wife who's beautiful like a celestial angel. Every facility for enjoyment. If these things cannot keep him home, how will ropes keep him home? Our son has become a madman because he has received the mercy of Lord Gaurchandra. And therefore, who can keep such a madman home? Anyways, Raghunath Das Goswami understood that the only means by which one can achieve the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is through receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So he had heard that here in Sri Panihati Gram, Nityananda Prabhu was residing with his associate. So Raghunath Das Goswami, with the permission of his father, as well as he had some guards along with him, he came to Panihat. He came to this beautiful bank of the holy river Ganges, and there he saw, sitting under this very same banyan tree that we are all sitting today, was Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose beautiful, charming, golden countenance was like thousands and thousands, millions of suns and moons. The beauty of Nityananda Prabhu is the personification of the real spiritual charm that the heart is longing to perceive. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on this raised platform under the banyan tree, along with many of his most intimate associates, such as Ramdas, Abhiram Das, and Gadadhar Das, and Sri Murari Chaitanya Das, and Purandar Pandit, and Raghunath Vaidya, and Dhananjay, and Sundarananda, These are all, Lord Nityananda's eternal cowherd boy associates in Goloka Vrindavan who descended along with him. Raghunath Das, from a distant place, offered his prostrated obeisances. One of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's servants said to Nithai that, "You see, Raghunath Das is offering his obeisances there from a distant place." Nityananda Prabhu cast his most merciful glance upon Raghunath Das. And he said, "Raghunath Das, you are a thief. You are acting like a thief by keeping yourself hiding in a distant place. You come here." Raghunath was so humble that he would not come. He felt himself too sinful. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to that place and forcibly captured Raghunath Das. And he placed his lotus feet on Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's head. He said, "Because you are behaving like a thief, therefore I have come to give you a punishment. And the punishment is," Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, with a beautiful, charming smile upon his face, which has the countenance of millions of moons, he said, "the punishment will be that I want you to feed all of my associates with a feast of chira dahi, chipped rice and yogurt." So Raghunath Das Goswami, who was so happy with this, he immediately went into the village and he bought so much chipped rice and so much yogurt, and he made wonderful arrangements. He got 5 to 7 big clay pots, and he soaked all the rice in hot milk. And then half chipped rice he took out of the half milk and he mixed it with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. And the other half of the chipped rice that was soaked in the hot milk he mixed with condensed milk and a special type of bananas and sugar, camphor, and ghee. And then he got hundreds and hundreds of clay pots. And he filled them all with these two preparations. And then he brought the big pots to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And soon all of the intimate associates of Lord Nityananda were sitting together on this platform with him. And they all had two clay pots, one with chipped rice filled, mixed with yogurt, bananas, and sugar, and the other clay pot with chipped rice mixed with bananas, chipped rice, condensed milk, camphor, and ghee. And soon so many Brahmins started coming. They heard there's a wonderful chira dahi utsav. And so many devotees were coming, and so many people were coming. The whole platform below the tree was filled with people. And when Raghunath saw the festival was becoming very popular, he went to various towns and various villages and bought everything, all the chipped rice and all the fruits and all the vegetables and all the yogurt and all the condensed milk, and was soaking in the big, big pots. And soon people were covering the bank of the Ganges. When there was no room on the bank of the Ganges, people were in the Ganges. Each person had two clay pots with the two different preparations of chira dahi. Then Raghava Pandit came from his home. And when he saw this, he began to smile, because he had already invited Nityananda Prabhu to his home for prasad. So Raghava Pandit said, "In my temple there is already delicious, wonderful prasad offered to the deity that is waiting for you." And Nityananda Prabhu, under this tree, he smiled in great happiness, and he said, "I am a cowherd boy, and it is my great pleasure to eat prasad under a tree on the bank of the holy river Yamuna with my friends. So I will take prasad at your home tonight." So then Raghava Pandit, whatever he had prepared, he brought it all here. So many cakes and so many sweetmeats and so many fruits and so many preparations, all tasting like nectar. And he began to distribute it to all the devotees. And Nityananda Prabhu was so happy sitting in the wonderful place under this banyan tree on the bank of the Ganga with all of his devotees. Raghunath Das Goswami, with such pure unmotivated love and devotion, was offering this feast for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. Nityananda Prabhu began to meditate on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he made a sitting place for him right here, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared in that sitting place to join the Chiradaha Utsav of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. But no one could see him except Nityananda Prabhu. But by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, Raghava Pandit, and a few fortunate souls were able to see that Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya was sitting here with them. And it was such a blissful festival that Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went to each and every pot that had these two preparations of chira and dahi. And Lord Nityananda would take a morsel from it and put it in Lord Chaitanya's mouth, and then Lord Chaitanya would take a morsel and put it in Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mouth. And most people, they couldn't understand what Nityananda was doing because they couldn't see Lord Chaitanya. But some could see by the mercy of the Lord. So after performing this very, very joyful pastime, they came back to sit under this tree. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu both began to eat the chira dahi preparations. And after they began to eat, Nityananda Prabhu called out, "Everyone, eat prasad and chant the holy names, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!"
And everybody, in great happiness, they called out very loudly, "Hari!
Hari!
Hari!
Hari!"
And they all began to eat. Each one began to eat from their two pots, one containing chipped rice, yogurt, and sugar, and the other containing chipped rice, condensed milk, camphor, ghee, sugar, and bananas. And this was such a wonderful, wonderful festival. People all over, and then villagers, all shopkeepers from all different villages, they came and they started opening up shops. Whatever anyone brought, Raghunath Das Goswami would just buy it and distribute it to the devotees. He would give them the fairest price. Raghunath Das Goswami was such a transcendentally generous Vaishnava that after he would buy the food, he would pay a very, very high price for the food, not wanting to cause anyone disturbance. Then he would take all the merchants and he would serve them with his own hands. He would buy it from them and he would give it to them as prasad. Everyone was satisfied. This wonderful, wonderful feast of Chidadahi. And then, after Lord Nityananda Prabhu had completed, he called Raghunath Das Goswami over. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally gave Raghunath Das Goswami the remnants from his clay pots and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's clay pots. And Raghunath Das Goswami distributed it to others, and then he also ate it himself and was very satisfied. And then some Brahmins came, and Raghava Pandit offered so many wonderful offerings to the lords. They gave garlands and they put sandalwood on them, and it was the end of the Chiradahi festival. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda washed their mouths, and then Lord Nityananda Prabhu took rest for the rest of the day. That night, they went to the temple of Raghava Pandit. There at the temple, Lord Nityananda Prabhu invited the devotees to begin kirtan. And then he personally began to dance. How he danced! He danced so beautiful in the temple of Raghava Pandit. The devotees were charmed in ecstatic love as they were all singing and chanting the glories of Lord Krishna. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared in the temple of Raghava Pandit that night just to watch the beautiful dancing of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And the kirtan went on for hours and hours and hours in great happiness. Then Raghava Pandit brought the feast that he prepared. Everything tasting sweeter than nectar.
In this place, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains how Srimati Radharani personally cooked whenever the preparations were being made in Raghava Pandit's house. And Raghava Pandit would first, every day he would offer the food to the deity, and then he would make separate plate and offer that to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. This was his devotion. And every time an offering was made in the house of Raghava Pandit, Lord Chaitanya personally appeared to eat that offering. And this was not an exception. On this day, Nityananda Prabhu made a place, and he and Lord Chaitanya ate this extraordinary feast. So many different varieties of vegetables, and sweets, and cakes, and different types of fragrant rice. In those days, in Bengal, the land was so pure that the rice that came out of the ground, there were various kinds of rice, and they all had their own unique fragrance that was like nectar. And when it was cooked by Raghava Pandit and mixed with ghee and bhakti, it was ecstatic nectar. After taking this prasad, Raghava Pandit personally gave the remnants to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. The next morning, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with his associates under his favorite banyan tree here on the banks of the Ganges in Panihati. Raghunath Das Goswami came and he offered his surrendered humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He worshipped Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and through Raghava Pandit he submitted his desire. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen, and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon, I have tried my best many times, but I have never been successful. Every time I tried to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at his lotus feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful to me by granting me the shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. After hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, does not like it at all. Therefore, let every one of you be merciful toward him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and what to speak of heavenly happiness. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is offered sublime poetic prayers by those trying to attain his favor. Thus he is known as Uttama Shloka. Being very eager to gain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharat, although in the prime of youth, gave up his very attractive wife, affectionate children, most beloved friends, and opulent kingdom, exactly as one who gives up stool
after excreting it. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das near him, placed his lotus feet on Raghunath Das's head, and began to speak. "My dear Raghunath Das," he said, "since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then, after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took his supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Hari, came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of his secretary, Swarup Tamodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being assured of all this, return to your own home. Very soon, without impediments, you will attain the shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all of the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. After taking leave of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das consulted secretly with the Raghava Pandit. And there he divided 100 gold coins and 7 fold from Lord Nityananda Prabhu's treasure. Raghunath explained to the treasurer that he did not want Lord Nityananda Prabhu to know about this gift until after he had returned home. Then Raghava Pandit helped Raghunath Das to arrange wonderful donations to each and every one of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's associates according to their particular needs. And this was done by Raghunath Das Goswami with great, great humility. Then Raghunath Das Goswami returned home. And very soon after this wonderful pastime, he somehow or other, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, was able to travel to Sri Jagannath Puri, and he was accepted as the most confidential internal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, we are really extremely fortunate. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, we have been given access into these wonderful pastimes. We have been given the sweet, immortal narrations of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. These narrations are so divine in nature. Srila Prabhupada explains, after he was having heart attacks and seasicknesses on the boat Jaladuta across the Atlantic Ocean, and his preaching mission, said his only solace was reading these beautiful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Because His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given us these wonderful pastimes, along with it, He has given us the culture in which we can realize the spiritual nature of the Lord's appearance and activities in this world. He's given us an association of devotees in which we can live happily together for the purification of our hearts through the practice of proper sadhana. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada very, very painstakingly in his purports explains how we can reach each of these holy places. Which railway station, how far the holy place is from that railway station, sometimes even what kind of transport you have to take to get to that place from the railway station, how many miles,
who the pujari is, which graces have nice prasad. Why does Srila Prabhupada explain all these things? Because he knows that when devotees personally come to visit these holy places, to discuss these pastimes amongst sincere devotees, and to have wonderful kirtan, the realization of the Lord's mercy becomes very, very much available to all of our hearts. This is a very important part of sadhana. It is a very important aspect of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To come to these particular holy places to hear and chant the glories of that place and the Lord's mercy in those places in the association of sincere devotees. We have come to this very, very sacred spot, Anihati, place of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's causeless mercy upon Raghunath Das Goswami. That mercy is still being distributed by Nityananda Prabhu here for anyone who, in the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami, begs for the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today it is my very sincere appeal to all of you who are such worshipable Vaishnavas to take the opportunity of the treasure that is given to you here in Sri Panihati Gram. Under this sacred banyan tree where Nityananda Prabhu is eternally residing, in the mood of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, let us humbly beg the Lord to remove all material attachments from our hearts, to remove the bondage of material enjoyment that keeps us separated from Lord Chaitanya. Let us beg for his causeless mercy that we can give our hearts and our lives as an offering at the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This time let us offer our prostrated obeisances and offer this prayer at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Oh, they are on the knee.